Chapter
5, 17节
Verse 17.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。啊，圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
啊，如果有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
新造的人就是有神的形象的人。
A new creation has the image of God.
也就是在神面前最有价值的人。
In other words, he is the most valuable person in front of God.
也就是将来在天国会发光像太阳的人。
In the future, in the kingdom of God, he will shine like the sun.
那这种人是最美的人。
This person is the most beautiful person.
最吸引的人的一个人。
The most attractive person.
啊，这个人就是耶稣。
This person is Jesus.
那也是我们努力的一个目标。
This is the goal we are striving for.
做新造的人。
This is a new creation.
这是我们信仰一生不断要追求的目标。
For our life of faith, we have to strive for it.
那怎么样使我们能够做新造的人？
How are we going to do it in order to be a new creation?
十七节说，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
In 17, it said that if anyone is in Christ, then he is a new creation.
所以要做一个新造人，就是要在基督里面。
In order to be a new person, this person should be in Christ.
那这个在基督里面，不只是说我们受洗归入基督而已。
In Christ doesn't mean only that you are baptized.
基督就是神。
Christ is God.
神的奥秘就是基督。
The mystery of God is Jesus.
那这个在基督里面，其实就是在神的里面。
In Christ means that in God.
如果有一个人啊，他整个心，他整个生活都已经进入神里面，他就是新人了。
If a person his whole mind and his whole body is in Christ, then he totally enter in God.
那神是什么？
Who is God then?
今天早上我们在提，神就是道。
This morning we talk about God is the way.
约翰福音第一章说，道与神同在，道就是神。
In John it said that the truth is with God and God is truth.
所以如果有一个人，他的心思意念，他的生活完全符合神的道，他就是新人了。
If a person have a mind and his lifestyle is according to God, then he is in the truth of God.
但是这个神的道啊，一进到我们内心。
Once the truth of God enter into our heart,
特别这个神的道是经过神的灵感动出来的。
Especially this truth has been moved by the Holy Spirit.
会砸到人内心的最深处。
It will pierce our innermost heart.
灵魂骨都能够破开来。
Even the soul and the spirit has been separated into two.
所以基督徒的兵器。
This is the weapons of the Christian.
就是圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。
It is the sword of the Spirit, the Christian.
所以彼得在得到圣灵以后
，After Peter received the Holy Spirit,
他起来讲道。
He stood up and preached.
在使徒行传第二章
，In Acts chapter 2.
他讲的道理很简单。
He just preached simply.
你们钉死的耶稣已经复活了。
He said that the person, the Jesus Christ you crucified, is resurrected.
耶稣就是救主。
Jesus is the Savior.
他现在回到天上去。
Now he's in the heaven.
圣灵已经降临了。
And the Spirit already come.
就是这么简单的道理。
This is such a simple truth.
那每一个人听了就扎心。
Everybody listened and cut their hearts.
他们觉得我们有罪了。
They feel they are sin.
我们要该怎么做？
So they ask, what should we do?
那彼得就指一条道路出来。
So Peter pointed out the way.
要悔改，要受洗。
We have to repent and receive the water baptism.
这个神的道很厉害。
So the truth of God is very important.
如果一进到人的内心，罪就跑出来了。
Once it enters the heart of man, then the sin appears.
因为道是圣洁的。
Because the truth is holy.
道一进到内心，不洁的就跑出来了。
The truth enters our heart, and the filthiness appears.
所以有时候我们被道理感动，我们会忽然发现了，我们过去做人做事那个内心的最深处那不纯的，全部都跑出来了。
At one time, we have been moved by the word of God. Then we felt that whatever we have done in the past comes up.
所以彼得前书说啊，被道理洁净啊，自己的心以致爱弟兄没有虚假。
So the first Peter it said that there is no false in cleansing by the word of God and loving the Lord, loving the brothers and sisters.
有一个信徒啊，生病了很严重。
So one believer thinks very seriously.
那个时候，他被神的爱感动。
At that time, he was moved by the love of God.
那忽然之间呢，他才发现，他过去在教会里面做圣工，爱人。
Suddenly, he found out that in the past, how he did the holy work and loved the believers in the church.
他说，那都是形式上在应付而已。
He felt that all these are just superficial.
如果主耶稣再给我活下去,
he felt that if Jesus gave him another chance,
我要实实在在从心里面的爱神跟爱人,
I will show the love to God and man practically.
所以当圣灵在感动他,
so the Holy Spirit is moving him.
神的道真的就感动了他,
so the word of God truly moved him.
那时候他的罪就跑出来了,
so his sins comes out.
但是过了两天他就离世了。
After 2 days later, he passed away.
所以这个神的道很有力量啊。
So the word of God has a very power.
会更新一个人的心灵。
It will renew the mind of man.
活在道理里面, 我们人的生活就是新的。
Living in the word of God, we have a new lifestyle.
无可指责。
That's blameless.
因为我们活在道理里面。
Because we are living in the word of God.
神的道, 没有办法显掉我们有什么罪。
There's no the word of God just expose the sin of us.
那我们要做新人呢，要进到神的里面。
In order to be a new person, we have to enter into God.
那个神呢，就是爱。
God is love.
约翰一书里面说，神就是爱。
First John it said that God is love.
住在爱里面就是住在神里面。
Living in love means living in God.
所以如果有一个人他真的已经住到神的爱里面，这个人就是新人了。If
a person actually living in the love of God, then he is a new person.
那这个新人的表现就是旧事已过，都变成新的。What
is the manifestation of a new person? That means that the old generation passed away and the new comes.
真的，一个人如果被神的爱充满了，你发现啊，旧事已过，都变成新的。
If a person filled with the love of God, then you really feel the old has gone, the new has come.
我们来看几件事情。
Now let us look at some events.
首先第一个我们看守道理。
First of all, how are we going to obey the word of God?
有时候我们常常听这个慕道者在讲。
Very often we heard the truth seeker says,
信耶稣，年老一点再来吧。
It's better to wait until we are getting old to believe in the Lord.
因为这个守道，这个太难了，被绑住了。
They feel it is a bondage to observe the word of God.
我也遇到一个慕道者。
I ran into a truth seeker.
每一次布道会都来。
Every evangelical service, he joined us.
就是不受洗。
He just refused to baptize.
因为他计算得很好，等我年纪大，差不多六七十岁了，我受洗完大概就离世就好了。
He's just planning well that until he was 70 years old, by the time he received the water baptism, then he passed away.
因为他觉得这个道理哦，要这个不要那个，这样很多了。
Because he feels that the word of God has a lot of don't do that and this.
很可惜，就有一天他肚子痛。
Unfortunately, at one time he got a stomachache.
那天晚上他女儿把他送到医院急诊。
At that night, his daughter brought him to the emergency room.
医生还没有检查出来，他就断气了。
Before the diagnosis comes up, you pass away.
很可惜，他就因为觉得守道很大的担子，所以他们不敢洗礼。
It's very unfortunate that he felt that it's a burden to observe the word of God, so he didn't receive the water baptism.
如果有人在基督的爱里面,
if a person in the love of Jesus,
他就是新人了。
He is a new person.
旧事已过，都变成新的。
The old has gone, the new has come.
你就发现哦，守道是简单的啦。
Then you will discover that observing the word of God is easy.
为什么？
Why?
因为道理的总纲就是爱。
And the summary of the word of God is love.
行道就是守道就是在行爱心呢。
Obeying the word means that to carry out your love.
反过来讲啊，没有爱心，你没有办法守道。
On the other way around, without love, you cannot observe the word of God.
你看十诫,
there are 10 commandments.
十诫也是在讲爱。
10 commandments talk about the love.
全世界在讲爱神呢。
The first four reveals the love of God.
因为你爱神，所以你会拜他做神。
Because you love God, you worship Him as your God.
因为你爱神，所以你不会拜偶像。
Because you love God, you don't worship idol.
因为我们爱神，所以我们会尊重神的名。
Because we love God, we show reverence to His name.
因为我们爱神，所以你会一篇分别为圣归属他来赞美他。
Because you love God, you separate yourself and from others and worship Him and serve Him.
所以如果真的我们住在神的爱里面，神的爱真的在我们心里面。
If we are really living in the love of God and the love of God is in our heart,
那这个全世界根本就没有困难了。
There's no more difficulties.
什么安息日是担子，根本就不会，因为我很爱神，这怎么是担子呢？
There's no burden about observing the Sabbath. There's no more burden anymore.
当你跟太太很好的时候，
When you are having a good relationship with your spouse,
你发现了 anniversary 请假一天也值得啊。
You feel it's worthy to get a day off for your anniversary.
到最好的餐馆花一点钱也很值得啊。
You will go to a very best restaurant to spend a time.
因为爱在那个地方啊。
Because love is there.
牺牲就算不了什么。
Sacrifice means nothing.
所以当两个人正在谈恋爱的时候，
When you are really in the very heat in love.
有的先生啊，中午就开了好长的车子去陪他的未婚妻吃饭。
There are some people just spend a long way.To accompany his fiancée,
从来不会觉得太远。
He won't feel it's a long distance to drive.
结过婚以后，爱有一点褪色啊，这个有一点太远了。
After they got married, they feel he may feel it's very quite a distance.
所以问题就是，我们为什么守道会这么难呢？问题就是说，你心中有没有神的爱
？The problems of the difficulty in observing the law is that we don't have love in our heart.
如果没有，那太难了。
If we don't have love, then it is very difficult.
如果有，那很自然。
If we have love, then it is natural to observe.
那十诫的另外六条。
The other six of the Ten Commandments.
其实为什么现在人这么难守
？Why people think that it's very difficult to observe?
没有爱，现在人没有爱。
They lack of love.
所以十诫守不住。
That's why they cannot observe the Ten Commandments.
如果有爱
，If they have love.
第五诫
，The fifth commandment.
孝敬父母，这本来嘛。
Honor your parents. It is our duty.
神的爱在你里面，你不会孝敬父母吗？
If you have the love of God inside of your heart, don't you honor your parents?
第六诫
，the sixth commandment.
不可杀人
，don't murder.
如果神的爱在你里面
，if the love of God inside of you,
你会杀人吗
？Are you going to murder?
除非一个人精神不正常，有哪一个人拿刀砍自己呢
？Unless you are crazy, how could a person can hurt himself?
因为你爱自己嘛。
Because you love yourself.
那如果这个爱你也爱到别人像爱自己一样
，if you use this love to love others,
你会杀他吗？
Are you going to kill him?
不会的。
Of course not.
如果神的爱充满我们里面
，If the love of God fill in us,
我们不会恨人的。
We don't hate others.
因为恨就是没有爱。
Hatred means no love.
爱就是没有恨。
Love means no hatred.
一个是光，一个是暗。
One is light and one the other is dark.
光来，暗就去了。
When light comes, the darkness gone.
恨不属神，属魔鬼。
Hatred belongs to Satan, not to God.
爱属神。
Love belongs to God.
所以如果住在神里面
，If we are living in Christ,
恨就跑掉了。
The hatred will gone away.
如果一个人被恨所充满
，If a person filled with anger,
神就不在他里面了。
God is no longer inside of him.
因为神就是爱啊。
Because God Himself is love.
那人被恨充满
，If a person filled with hatred,
那就很难了。第六诫你要守就很难了。
It is very difficult for him to observe the sixth commandment.
因为没有爱，你怎么守？
Without love, how could you observe it?
第七诫也是这样啊。
The seventh commandment.
不要犯奸淫。
Do not commit adultery.
如果你真的很爱你的配偶
，If you really love your spouse,
你绝对不会去犯奸淫的。
You absolutely not commit adultery.
犯奸淫就是自私。
Committing adultery means you are selfish.
为着自己肉体一时这种肉体的欲望的满足
，You are just satisfying your fleshly desire temporarily.
让你的配偶受苦。
In this way, you just hurt your spouse.
让你的配偶觉得你已经背叛了他。
You may let her feel that you are against him.
这个就是没有爱啊。
This is without love.
所以第七诫，很多人犯奸淫时爱的原因，那个不叫做爱啊。
The seventh commandment, a lot of people committed it because they said that it is because of love.
那个就是情欲，不是爱。
Actually, it is not love. It is lust.
神的爱在里面，你不会犯奸淫的。
If the love of God inside of you, you won't commit adultery.
所以约翰一书里面说，从神生的不会犯罪，这是真的。
So from John, First John, it said that if you are born of God, then you won't commit sin.
为什么会犯罪
？Why you committed sin?
没有爱。
Because you are not love,
所以你又犯罪。
That's why you committed sin.
什么是从神生的
？Why? What is born of Christ?
就是被爱充满的人。
That is the person who is filled with the love of God.
你就不会犯罪。
Then you won't commit sin.
因为守道是简单的。
Because observing the commandment of God is easy.
第八节
eighth commandment.
不可以贪心。
Do not show our greediness.
我们被神的爱充满。
If we are filled with the love of God,
你就不会贪心别人的东西啊。
You won't covet others.
好，我的东西我的，你的也是我的，不会这样的。
You won't have a mind that your things belong to you, others belongs to yours.
所以你看《使徒行传》，为什么使徒教会他们信主以后能够凡物共用
？Look at the Book of Acts. How could the apostle and disciple share everything together?
凡物共用就是没有私心呐、啊。
They share everything together because they are selfless.
那为什么人可以做到没有私心？
Why people can do this kind of selflessness?
因为他们已经进入神的爱里面。
Because they enter the love of God.
所以就没有私心呢、啊。
There's no more selfless.
那第八戒你要守就是很简单呐、啊。
And the eighth commandment is easy to observe then.
再来，不可以做假见证陷害人。
You cannot bear false witness to others.
那这个也是爱心呢、啊。
This is also show the love of God.
如果你爱人
，If you love others，
你就不会做假见证陷害他。
You won't bear false witness to endanger others.
所以，当一个人的灵性不断在进步
，If a person have improving spirituality，
被神的爱充满的时候
，and filled with the love of God， then
你忽然间发现守道理并不是很困难的。
You will discover is it not difficult to observe the word of God？
这变成很自然的一件事情。
It's become very natural to you，
因为我们已经被爱充满了。
Because we are ourselves has been filled with the love of God，
所以旧事已过，都变成新的了。
So the old has gone and the new has come。
被神的爱充满，变成新人，守道这是很简单的。
So once you've been filled with the love of God, then it is easy to observe the word of God。
我们的生活，生活目标改变也是这样。
Then the goal of our lifestyle will change。
先看哥林多后书的第五章。
Let us read 2 Corinthians chapter 5，
第十四节。
Verse 14。
哥林多后书五章的十四节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 14。
原来基督的爱激励我们，因为我们想一个人既然替众人死，众人就都死了。啊，十五节。
15。
并且他替众人死，是叫那活着的人不再为自己活，乃是为那么死而复活的主活。好，这个十五节在讲生活的改变。
In verse 15, it's talk about the change of our lifestyle.
说叫那个活着的人不再为自己活。
Here it said talk about who live should no longer live for themselves.
乃是为那个死而复活的主活。
But we have to live for him who died for them.
你爱谁你就为他活。
If you love some people, you will live for him.
所以父母爱孩子就是为孩子在活。
If a parent loves his children, then he will live for them.
你看现在父母有多忙。
Look at the parents now, they're very busy.
除了学校之外。
Besides the school,
再来学音乐。
They have to brought the bring the children to the music class.
学美术
and some arts class.
在运动游泳
an athletic class.
学心算
and apparatus.
十八般武艺都要跟让他学。
So everything they have their children learn.
所以现在养两个孩子真的忙死了。
Nowadays, if you are raising two children, that is very busy for you.
他的父母一来看到这个，我以前养一打都不会这么忙，你到底是在做什么？
So the grandma when the grandees would come, they would say, in the past I won't be very busy when I'm raising 12 children.
现在父母就是为孩子在活。
Now they all the parents are live for their children.
所以你爱谁，你就是为他活。
If you love a person, then you live for him.
那现在主耶稣说
，Now Jesus says,
说我们信耶稣要不再为自己活。
For the believer, nowadays we no longer live for ourselves.
要为神活。
We should live for God.
这不简单呐、啊。
It is not easy.
你看，我们在美国教会里面
，nowadays in United States churches，
可以说人才济济啊。
We have a lot of talented people.
有一次我在参加一个教会的职务会。
At one time, I joined the committee meeting.
我一看呢，里面不是博士就是硕士。
Most of them are PhDs or master's degrees.
头脑很发达，教育水准很高。
They have a very high education.
每一个在公司里面啊，这个薪水都非常的高。
Every one of them have a very high pay salary work.
但是我们教会现在招生传道到现在没有一个报名。
Nowadays we are recruiting the preacher. Nobody enrolled.
不是没有人才啊。
It is not because we are lack of the intelligent people.
但如果说教会要我帮忙，我可以做。
If the church needs help, then they are willing to help.
但是如果教会要有献身，这我要再考虑。已经考虑四五十年，还在考虑。
If a church needs someone who really dedicate themselves, then they are trying to reconsider again and again in past 5 or 6 years.
那个关键在哪里?
Where is the key point then?
没有神的爱在感动。
Because there is no love of God moving their heart.
如果神的爱在感动我们，像感动保罗一样。
If the love of God touches us just like he touches Paul,
我们的改变会跟保罗一样改变。
Our change will be like Paul's.
保罗说，基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。
Paul said that the love of Christ is so high and so wide and so deep.
那这个爱是超过人所能够测度的。
This kind of love is really out of the measure of man.
因为这个爱已经进入灵界里面。
This kind of love is in spirituality.
那这个爱进到我们内心里面。
This kind of love enter into our heart.
你整个心已经被神吸引了。
Your whole heart has been attracted by God.
再讲另外一方面，你已经被神控制了。
In other words, you're being controlled by God.
你整个生活就是为他了。
Your whole lifestyle has been living for God.
所以为什么我们这么难呢？为耶稣活。
Why we are so difficult living for Christ?
心灵没有更新。
Because we don't have a renewal heart.
神的爱还没有充满。
Because the love of Christ haven't touched us.
如果神的爱充满我们里面。
If the love of God fill in us.
你发现啊，一生赔上生命，还不够报答神的爱。
You discover that although you spend all your whole life, you will feel that it's not enough to pay back.
如果神要我，我一定为他活。
If God really wants us, then I will live for him.
我所顾虑的是神要不要我。
What we should consider whether God is going to use us or not.
那如果大家这样想啊,
if everybody think like that,
教会人才会很多,
then we have a lot of talented people in the church.
所以啊, 若有人在基督里面,
if a person in Christ,
他就是新造的人,
he is a new creation.
所以我们要在主的爱里面再更新。
We have to renew ourselves in the love of God.
我们现在常常把这个世界上的，特别是物质的生活，当作很重要一个追求目标。Very
often we just put our focus on the pursuit of the material things.
或者在公司里面那个这个阶梯在爬。Or
our goal is in the ladder of the corporation.
那位置爬到更高的职位。We
would like to climb up to the corporation ladder.
家庭可以放弃。We can
get give up our family,
子女可以牺牲,
or sacrifice our children.
虽然还没有抛头颅洒热血，但是已经牺牲很大。
Although we haven't shed our blood, still we already sacrificed all of them.
但是，我们觉得要在教会里面为神做工牺牲。
However, if we are trying to sacrifice ourselves for the work of God,
却很难啊。
It is very difficult for us.
所以要在基督里面呢，我们才有办法。你发现一切都是新的了。
Only in Christ, otherwise we are no avail.
那在人际关系之间也是一样。
It is the same, applied to the personal relationship.
先看约翰一书。
Let us read 1 John.
约翰一书。
1 John.
约翰一书的第四章。
First John chapter 4.
第四章的19节。
First John chapter 4 verse 19.
约翰一书第四章的19节。
First John chapter 4 verse 19.
我们爱因为神先爱我们。这里说我们爱因为神先爱我们。
We love because he first loved us.
我们爱就是指着我们去爱别人啊。
We love means we love others.
因为神先爱我们。Because
God loves us first.
我们现在觉得爱别人真的很难。Nowadays
we feel difficult to love others.
有一个慕道者到教会里来慕道。There's
a truth seeker comes to our church to seek truth.
他到处要说，其实道理我都知道。He
says that actually he knew about the truth of God.
只是行不出来。However,
he cannot carry them out.
我觉得他讲的是实话。
I feel that he is telling the truth.
道理的总纲就是爱别人如自己。
Because the summary of the truth is to love others as thyself.
这个我们都知道。
We know about that.
问题就是我们行不出来。
The problem is we cannot carry them out.
那为什么我们行不出来?
How couldn't we carry it out?
不能够爱别人好像爱自己。
Because we cannot love others as ourselves.
约翰一书里面说,
First John says,
我们爱因为神先爱我们。
We love because God first loved us.
就是我们被那个神爱我们那个爱感动了，你就有办法去爱别人，好像爱自己。
Because we've been touched by the love of God, so that with this love, we love others.
也就是要神的爱在我们当中，你就有办法爱别人，好像自己一样。
If you let the love of God live in you, then you can love others as yourself.
如果没有神爱在我们心里面，
without the love of God,
不可能。
It is impossible.
你很难爱别人，好像爱自己。
It is very hard for you to love others as thyself.
所以圣经里面在讲这个夫妻的关系啊。
So the Bible talk about the relationship between the spouses.
叫做先生要爱太太。
It's talk about the husband should love the wife.
好像基督爱教会。
Just like the Christ loved the church.
甚至为教会舍己。
Even sacrifice for the church.
圣地总是爱惜、保养、顾惜。
So in other words, he cherished everything.
所以如果一个人真的被神的爱充满，
If a person filled with the love of God,
我们很难相信啊，这个夫妻会发生问题。
It is very, it is unbelievable that there would be some problem in the marriage.
我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
We love because God loves us first.
我们会爱太太，因为神先爱我们。
We love our spouse because God loves us first.
所以我们爱已经不是因为情爱，还有包括神的爱在里面。
So when we say talk about love, the love does not only including the love, the worldly love, but also the love of God.
我们爱我们的先生，因为神先爱我们。
We love our husband because God loves us first.
所以如果两个都被神的爱充满，
If two moved by the love of God,
不可能婚姻发生问题。
It is impossible there will be some problem in the marriage.
这个婚姻发生问题就是没有情爱，也没有友爱，也没有神爱，没有爱就完了。
The problem of the marriage comes out of lack of affection and worldly love and God's love.
纵使夫妻不要把他当夫妻看，
even though you do not treat your spouse as your wife,
把他当仇敌看，
or treat him like your enemy.
主耶稣怎么说？
What does Jesus say?
你要完全像你的天父一样完全。
You have to be perfect like your heavenly father.
要怎么完全？
How are you going to be perfect?
要爱你的仇敌啊。
You have to love your enemy.
即使你的太太像仇敌一样。
Even your wife is just like your enemy.
也没有离婚的理由。
You have no reason to divorce her.
因为耶稣说，你要爱你的仇敌，为那逼迫你的祷告啊。
Because Jesus said that you have to love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
那这讲起来简单啊，做就难了。
It is easy to say than to act out.
那怎么样能够做得出来？
How are we going to act it out?
我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
With this word, we love because God loves us.
就是神的爱在我们里面。
Because the love of God in us.
那我们就能够做得出来啊。
Then we can do it out.
所以如果有人在基督里面，
If a person is in Christ,
他就是新造的人。
This person is a new creation.
但是当我们谈到人际之间的爱啊。
When you talk about the love between man,
有时候我们也觉得被爱的怕怕的，有没有？有没有这种感觉？
We feel very fearful to be loved by others.
所以听到有人要爱我，会有一点怕。
We feel afraid of being loved by others.
是不是？大家，你活久一点啊，你人住接触多一点，你就会有这个感觉。
The more you live, the more you feel this kind of feeling.
那为什么有时候我们去爱别人，别人会怕了；别人想爱我，我们会怕呢？
Why it is you feel fear when the other people love you and you love others and the other people will fear about you?
我们很少听到别人说哦，神爱我，我很怕。没有。
We hardly hear people say that I am afraid of being loved by God.
爱里面没有惧怕。
There's no fear in love.
所以如果你被爱的怕怕的，这个爱可能有问题。
If you feel fear in being loved by others, then there'll be some problem.
因为真的爱是没有惧怕的。
The true love without any fear.
你会被爱得很幸福。
You will feel blessed by being loved.
那我们去爱别人也是这样。
The same way when we love others.
如果这个爱是神的爱，
If it is the love is from God,
你的爱会感动他，会造就他，会提升他。
You will move him and edify him and stir him up.
这个就是新人的爱。
This is the love of new person.
那到底为什么爱会让人觉得怕？
Why the love will fear others?
爱是从心发出来的。
Because this kind of love is from our heart.
可能心有问题。
Maybe this heart has some problem.
请看提摩太前书的第一章。
Let us read 1 Timothy.
提摩太前书的第一章。
1 Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太前书第一章。
1 Timothy chapter 1.
第三节。
Verse 3.
我往马其顿去的时候，能劝你能在以弗所好嘱咐那几个人不可以传异教。第四节。
4.
也不可以听从无凭的话语和无穷的家谱，这等事只生辩论，并不发明神在信上所立的章程。第五节。
5.
但命令的总归就是爱。保罗啊，看提摩太是他的真儿子。
Paul treated Timothy as his own son.
就是真道生的儿子。
This is the Son born of the truth.
那这样看起来，保罗跟提摩太是有爱啊。
Then we can see the love between Paul and Timothy.
怎么这个父亲对孩子没有爱呢？
Why this parent didn't show any love to his son then?
但是保罗对提摩太这个爱啊，不是肉体上父母亲的爱。
However, the love of Paul is not the love from the worldly things.
是神的爱，在他里面。
It is the love of God inside of him.
那第三节，保罗吩咐提摩太。
In verse 3, Paul instructed Timothy.
说我曾经劝你啊，要住在以弗所。
Here he said that I urge you to live in Macedonia.
好，吩咐那传异教的不可以传异教。
So that you may command certain men not to teach false doctrine.
也不要听从方面的无穷的家谱。
Or not to devote themselves to myths or endless genealogies.
这一些事情啊，到最后只生辩论了。
All these only bring up the argument.
对信心的建立没有帮助。
There's no help in the edification of the faith.
第五节他就接着说。
In verse 5, he continued to say.
命令总归就是爱。
The goal of this command is love.
我现在对你讲这个命令，照这的目标就是爱。
This command is love.
那这个爱呀，就是从神来的爱。
This kind of love is from God.
那下面说。
Here it says.
这个爱是从清洁的心来的。
This kind of love comes from a pure heart.
这个清洁的心呢，就是动机很纯洁。
Pure heart means that without any motive.
我们去爱别人，动机很纯洁。
We love others with a pure motive.
就是为他好而已，没有其他的动机。
That is to do good for them, no other motive.
所以有的慕道者到我们教会里面来说，哎，你们教会信徒爱的好像没有目的，这很好。如果你感觉到他爱你有目的，那就完了。
So if a true seeker comes to our church and say that the love of your church is without any motive, then it's a good news.
清洁的心
because we have a pure heart.
我常常在讲一个见证。
I always talk about a testimony.
就是有一次我跟杨传道到非洲去。
At one time I went to Africa with Minister Yang.
但有一个青年就是每一天就是拿几条香蕉，然后一包花生来。
Every day, there was a youth came up with a bag of peanuts and some bananas.
那如果用美金去买大概一毛钱左右。
If you use your U.S. dollar to buy, then maybe only $1 or some silver cents, 50 cents.
如果以他们收入来讲，这已经很不简单了。
For their salary, it is not easy for them to buy.
那杨传道就先发现，很奇怪，为什么这一次来每天都有香蕉跟花生？
So Minister Yan discovered that how come this time when they went to Africa they have the peanuts and banana every day.
那差不多吃了一个礼拜。
So we ate for a week.
有一天那个青年就来了。
At one time this youth showed up.
说我们这里有这个用过的牛仔裤很好卖。
He said that there's a used jean, it's easy to sell out.
那听说你们在美国有很多人穿牛仔裤又说。还没有旧就换了不穿了。
So he said that I heard say that in America there are a lot of worn out jeans.
你可不可以送来这里给我卖
？Could you send them all here so that we can sell them？
我一口气就把它拒绝了。
So I refused right away.
如果送给你，我为什么不送给他？我怎么摆平啊
？How could I just send it to you and not to others then？
很难啊。
It is very hard.
那就把它拒绝了。
So I refuse it right away.
那第二天开始没有香蕉也没有花生。
From the next day on, no more peanuts or bananas.
所以我们才知道那香蕉花生就是抛砖引玉就是有目的在里面。
So from here we discover that the banana and peanuts have their own motives.
所以有一个姐妹每一次我们去都要为我们煮饭，我们真的煮得怕怕的。
At one time, one sister always spend her time in cooking for us.
那煮到最后一天，我们要走的时候，就开始讲我孩子想要到美国去读医学。
So at one time, before we left, she said that my child want to go to United States for medical school.
最近雨衣又破一个洞。
And nowadays, there's a hole in my rain suit.
所以让你觉得不晓得怎么办好。
At that very moment, you feel what to do.
所以当你接受他的爱的时候，那个沉重的担子很重啊。
After you receive this kind of love, you feel a heavy burden on your shoulder.
因此，我们对别人的爱，要有清洁的心，没有目的，就是为他好，就这样而已。
So when we show our love to others, There should be a pure heart, no motives.
这个就是新造的人。
This kind of person is a new creation.
在基督里面，那个爱是没有目的的，清洁的，纯洁的。
In Christ, there's no motive and pure heart.
第二个，无愧的良心。
Secondly, it's a good conscience.
亚当很爱夏娃。
Adam loved Eve very much.
夏娃也爱亚当。
Eve loved Adam very much.
他看了说，这是骨中的骨，肉中的肉，这很亲啊。
After he saw Eve, he said that she is a bone of my bone.
夏娃善恶果看好就把它宰来吃。
Eve, after she saw the fruit of good and evil, she plucked and ate it.
这一定很好吃啊。
She said that it's very good to eat.
可能超过榴莲哦，很好吃啊。
Maybe better than a durian.
那这个夏娃出于爱亚当，她就拿给亚当吃啊。
Eve loved Adam, so she brought this fruit to Adam to eat.
那这个善恶果两个都吃了。
They both of them eat.
现在。神就来伊甸园里面巡视啊。
然后 God came to the Garden of Eden to walk around.
奇怪，天天看到亚当夏娃，今天怎么他躲起来了
？Every day he saw Adam and Eve. Now, how come both of them disappeared?
亚当啊，你在哪里啊
？So God said, Adam, where are you?
亚当不敢出来啊。
Adam dared not to come out.
神说，莫非你吃了我叫你不要吃的善恶果呢
？God said, unless you ate the fruit that I commanded you not to eat.
为什么亚当不敢出来
？Why Adam did not dare to come out?
良心亏欠啊。
Because he has fallen short of his good conscience.
为什么良心亏欠
？Why he feel a bad conscience?
因为他违背了神的话。
Because he go against the word of God.
为什么他违背神的话
？Why he went against the word of God?
因为夏娃爱他了。
Because Eve loved him.
所以太爱了，就给他善恶果实了。
She loves him so much, she gave her the fruit to eat.
所以这个爱是从无愧的良心出来的。
So the love should comes out of good conscience.
也就是说，你出于爱所做的动作，到最后你会在神面前良心没有亏欠。
If you do things out of love, then there will be no more a bad conscience in front of God.
有时候我们看弟兄姊妹很亲哦，是很好，但是我们当中到底有时候也很怕。
If you see brother and sister love each other very much, we feel it's good. But as a minister, we fear that.
因为这体验太多了。
Because we experience a lot.
弟兄姊妹一好以后就无话不谈。
Once brother and sister are very close together, they just speak everything.
开始就团契，用团契的名字开始。
They start their fellowship.
讲来讲去，圣经也没有什么深入研究啊，没有话讲啊，那怎么还有一个小时怎么办呢
？So they spend some time in the Bible. No more Bible to talk about. Then they talk about other things.
我告诉你个秘密哦，你不能告诉别人。那个弟兄过去怎样怎样。
They started to chat about the idol talking.
啊，先来换他的，我也知道那个姐妹怎样怎样。
They start gossiping about this brother and this sisters.
另外一个补充说，你还知道还不够，我知道更多，因为从小就跟他长大了。
And the others try to compliment more information about the gossip.
所以因为彼此相爱，大家就很靠近了。
Because they love one another and they are very close.
那因为大家很靠近，就无所不谈，那个谈话的内容已经超过了道理的范围。
They are so close, the content of the conversation go beyond the truth in the Bible.
这个已经良心在神面前会亏欠了。
Then it shows the bad conscience in front of God.
那现在有一天呢，两个意见不合，开始摩擦了。
At one time, when they are disagreeing one another,
那一摩擦以后，这个人就告诉他，他过去讲你什么坏话。
Then the other person will talk to the other person, how did he speak about you badly behind you.
那一个就告诉他，他也讲你什么坏话。
The other will also talk to him. How did he speak bad about him?
把整个教会里面吵得乱糟糟的。
In this way, the whole order of the church been in chaos.
想当初他们刚刚搬来的时候
，Think about the first time they came to the church.
大家不是很好吗
？They feel very harmonious.
现在到教会里面呢、啊，大家装着没有看到。
Now they when they are in the church, they just felt that they didn't see one another.
大部分都是从话出来的。
All these are coming out of the words.
为什么
？Why？
因为他们没有注重爱是要从无愧的良心出来的。
They did not stress about the fact that our love should come out of a good conscience.
你讲话超过道理，那个在神面前就良心就亏欠了。
If you talk about the word, then if go beyond the word of God, then you have a bad conscience.
所以，如果爱能够保守无愧的良心
，If a love contain a clear conscience,
爱越多，谈话越多，越没有问题。
The more you talk about it, the more love you have, there's no problem in love.
如果爱使人谈话的内容超过了这个道理的范围，那个爱就会发生问题。
If the love surpassed the content of the word over to either speaking, then there's a problem.
所以就是已过。
So the old things has passed.
让我们以前那个引起纠纷那个肉体那种情欲式的爱过去吧。
All the dissension and lust in the past, let them go, be gone.
啊，新的已经来了。
Let the new things come.
我们要在基督里面爱人。
We should love each other in Christ.
那是无愧的良心了。
This is a clear conscience.
那第三个就是无畏的信心。
Thirdly, it's a sincere faith.
我们看世界上人在爱人。
Look at the worldly person love one another.
就是看这个人要先打一下分数，几分。
Before they love, they just estimate how good is this person will be.
所以你如果跟世俗人谈话哦，很简单，你谈不到多久，他一定问你说，那你上什么班？你受什么教育？你从哪里来的
？If you have a conversation with a worldly person, then you will say the content of the conversation will be around what are you doing, how much what kind of education you have.
他就是在跟你打分数啊。
He's just estimating how valuable you will be.
如果你分量很重
，If we have a very high good value,
请到我家客厅来。
Then he will invite you to his living room.
啊，分量更重，叫 family room.
If you have become a more important person, he will invite you to the family room.
那分量不够，站在门外谈就可以。
If you are not so important, then they just leave you at the door and talk about it.
世俗的人在对待一个人，完全是看他分量有多重，我怎么对待他。
So this is the way the worldly person receive others with the estimation they put on that person.
这个不叫做信心啊。
This is not we call faith.
那如果教会里面用这一套来啊
if the believers in the church use this kind of technique,
那就会出现雅各书里面讲啊。
Then there will be problem just mentioned in James.
看到世界有头有脸有嘴有权势的人啊，马上他到这里坐。
When you find a very important rich person, then you just greet him and then let him treat him nicely.
但是在世界里面一无所有的人啊，那你就随便吧，那就那里。
That for a person is not important, then you just neglect them.
这种的爱是没有天上赏赐的。
This kind of love won't have any reward from heaven.
真的爱是从无畏的信心出来的。
The true love will come out of a sincere faith.
什么叫做无畏的信心？
What is sincere faith?
就是因为神的原因，你爱他。
This is because of God you love this person.
不是因为他有被爱的条件，所以你爱他。
Not because of his qualification you love him.
所以主耶稣说。
That's why Jesus says.
如果你因为我的名拿一杯水给小孩子喝，你不能够不得赏赐。
If you give a little one in the name of me a cup of water, then you will receive the reward.
小孩子。他不能没有办法回报你。
A little one will reward you.
他也没有利用价值。
He has no value of being used.
但是我们会拿一杯水给他喝。
However, if we give him a cup of water,
就是因为主耶稣的命令，所以我这样做。
If we do that because of the command of Jesus, then we do it.
所以这个叫做无畏的信心。
Then we can say it is a sincere faith.
那如果我们的爱是从这三个心出来的？
If our love coming out of these three factors,
你就会发现这个爱啊，真的会更新一个人。
And you will feel this love that really renew the person.
使人之间的关系越来越好。
Then you will improve the relationship between men.
所以在基督里面，一切都是新的。
So in Christ, everything is new.
人际关系也是新的。
The relationship is also new.
因为那个爱是新的，不是人情式的爱。
Because this love is new, not the love from worldly things.
是从这个神来的爱。
This kind of love is from God.
我们再看罗马书第五章。
Let us read Romans chapter 5.
好，罗马书第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章第三节。
Romans chapter 5 verse 3.
不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐。第四节。
4.
忍耐生老练，老练生盼望。第五节。
5.
盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里面。这里保罗在谈到做基督徒的这个信仰生活。
Paul talks about the faith of the Christians.
他说基督徒会遭遇患难的。
Here he said that as a Christian, we may run into suffering.
但是患难也是欢欢喜喜的。
However, in sufferings, we will be joy.
那这要怎么样才能够在患难当中会欢欢喜喜的？
How are we going to rejoice in time of suffering?
大部分人患难临到的时候就开始埋怨神。
Most of the people just complain in time of suffering.
那患难也会欢欢喜喜的。
However, in sufferings, we should rejoice.
这个就是新的。
Then we can see it is our heart.
所以我们要让旧事已过。
We are let the old things gone.
这个旧事已过就是说不如我意的事情一来到我就是埋怨，要让这个过去。
When we say the old thing has gone means that when the suffering comes, we just let them pass.
要让新的来。
We let the new thing come.
这个新来就是患难不如我意事情发生，我还是欢欢喜喜的。
We let the new things come means that in time of suffering, we still rejoice.
那要怎么样才能够做到这一点？
How can we going to achieve that?
这里告诉我们。
Here it says.
患难生忍耐。
Here it says that suffering produces suffering.
忍耐生老练。
Perseverance characters.
Character 就是性格。忍耐到最后是性格会改变了。
So because of perseverance, we produce another character.
那么老练生盼望。
And character produces hope.
为什么？
Why?
为什么患难到最后以盼望结束？
Why suffering ended up with hope?
因为神的爱，圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里面。
And the Holy Spirit let the love pour down on us.
也就是说，当我们在患难当中，你被神的爱充满的时候，你在患难中也会感谢的。
When we are in suffering, even though we are troubled, still we give thanks to God.
我听到一个弟兄啊，开心手术。
There's a brother went through the heart surgery.
那个医生啊，用刀子把他这个切开来，剖开来，开心手术。
So the doctor just dissect his breast and they open up and make a heart surgery.
每一次他提到开心手术，都很感谢那个医生。
Every time he mentioned about the heart surgery, he always gave thanks to that doctor.
他从来没有说那个医生把我心脏动了一刀。
He never said that this doctor did something wrong in my heart.
因为啊，开心他今天才能够活着。
Because of that heart opening, he can live today.
如果他没有开心手术，他就死了。
If he don't have heart opening surgery, then he'll die.
所以那个医生给他受苦。
This doctor gave him suffering.
但是因为受苦，他今天活着。
Because of this suffering, he is alive today.
天父
our God,
为了让我们灵性进步
，in order to improve our spirituality.
所以有时候让我们受苦。
Sometimes he gave us suffering.
在受苦当中，我们信仰一直进步。
In suffering, our faith will improve.
因此，在受苦当中，如果神的爱在感动我们
，in time of suffering, the love of God continues to move us.
那你就会很感谢神了。
Then he will give thanks to God.
这也是从神的爱来的。
These are coming from God's love.
所以旧事已过，要变成新的。
The old thing has gone, and everything should be new.
那个关键就是要在基督的爱里面。
The key point is we should in Christ.
要被神的爱充满。
We have to be filled by the love of God.
患难中你也可以感谢。
In time of tribulation, you give thanks.
因为这也是从神的爱来的。
This is coming from God's love.
我们再看诗篇的九十篇。
Let us read Psalms 90.
诗篇的九十篇。
Psalms 90.
诗篇九十篇
，Psalms 90,
十四节
，Verse 14,
求你使我们早早保得你的慈爱，好叫我们一生一世欢呼喜乐。这个也是摩西的一个祷告。
This is a prayer of Moses.
他向神祷告
，He prayed to God,
让我们一生一世能够欢呼喜乐。
Let us sing for